The following shiur is for Thursday, 29th of July, Chof Menachem Av. We'll be learning Simon Tov Kuf Pei Vav, Siv Chof Beis, Siv Chof Gimel, and starting Simon Tov Kuf Pei Zayin. So the halacha just follows, any Yehudi heavy shofar mechutz l'tchum, if a guy brought a shofar from outside of the tchum, which one obviously is not allowed to, bring a shofar outside of the tchum, however this was a guy who brought a shofar from outside of the tchum, talking boy, you are allowed to use it. If a goy created a shofar on Yom Tov, he built it, he made it, he heated it up, he warmed, he polished it, he shaped it. Him also in Yehudi shofar b'Yom Tov, if he did all this on Yom Tov, muta litkoya boy, you're allowed to use it and blow the shofar which was made, created on Yom Tov. The Mishnah Berurah adds over here an important halacha that all the shofars which we have discussed previously, which we said is apostle, such as the main examples that were discussed over the last few shiurim, Mishnah Berurah says, all the shofars which we have mentioned, shem psulim, which we said are invalid, is Abraham to blow them. Heim psulim, they are apostle, bein, whether, b'yom rishon, whether on the first day of Yom Tov, bein b'yom sheni, whether the second day of Rosh Hashanah. It doesn't make a difference. We're not more lenient on the second day of Rosh Hashanah in terms of the psulei shofar. Whatever we said is possible is going to be possible on the first or on the second day. Tov, page 122. Seif chav gimel. Yochalitin b'soichem mayim. You are allowed to put in the shofar water, or yain, or wine, lechtzachzachoy, to smoothen it, to clean it, to wash it. Mishnah Berurah said, there's a chiddush here, in Sefkot and Peites, yochalitin, the afal gav, the mesakna bekach, although you're mesakin it, you're fixing it, you're preparing it. Maybe the sound before that wasn't smooth, wasn't good. And by doing this, pouring water and wine into it, you're fixing it, the sound is coming out now. You're allowed to do that. Kivun shelo minkir milza, since it's not recognizable, tava uvdu dechoil, it's not clearly uvdu dechoil, chayim edichin kelim v'yom tov shori. Also on Yom Tov, you'll wash your kelim and your dishes. And just like you're allowed to wash dishes, so shofar is, might not be such a ideal dish, but it's comparable to that. You're allowed to wash dishes, so similarly also you're allowed to wash and clean and smoothen out your shofar. Avol meraglaim, but meraglaim urine af bechol, even on weekdays also is always going to be awesome. Yaakov, it's not respectful. Mishnah Berurah explains if cotton sadim Yaakov perish mipnei kvoidin shel mokem, because of the covet of the mitzvahs of Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Shelo yimitzvah is bezuyah zolov. Shelo yimitzvah is bezuyah zolov. The mitzvah shouldn't be despised and unrespectful. Vlochen afilu, therefore, even matokeh moichel al zeh, even matokeh is moichel, it's disrespectful. It's degrading to use meraglaim for washing the shofar. Siman Tov Kuf Pei Zayin. I must admit that I'm learning Siman Tov Kuf Pei Zayin with greater respect than I previously did. Somebody who blows the shofar into a pit. And the halacha discussed over here is what sound is considered, it qualifies as a kosher sound. And the reason why this is nowadays a very important, and I certainly learn it with renewed attention, is because from here we can derive the halachas of any mitzvah which requires sound. In other words, that requires hearing of a mitzvah, so that could be shofar, but it could also be you need to hear the Megillah, you need to hear Kiyasa Torah, you need to hear so many other mitzvahs. So these hearing related mitzvahs are you yotze by blowing into the pit, but it's not just with regards to a pit, because if you want to know the halachas of the sound related mitzvahs, if you can be yotze them by phone or by Zoom, by any method which transmits the sound of that particular mitzvah. You want to know if you can fulfill the mitzvah or not. The halachas are to be found here, because if we want to know, if you don't know if the tekel is a chaber, somebody blows into a pit, into a cave, if it's yotze or not yotze, the same halachas, you will probably be, if you're yotze by a megillah, on Zoom or not, you're going to look into the halachas over here. So it's really fascinating how those halachas have become again very, very much discussed and relevant in the most recent period of time. So let's see what it says over here. Siman Tov Kuf Pezantin, Hatukel HaSoy Chaboy, Hatukel HaSoy Chaboy, somebody blows a shofar into a pit. Or B'Soy Chamar, or a cave. Or Yotze or not. So now the halachas as follows. Oysam Oymdim B'Soy Chaboy, from all the ones who are standing inside the pit, inside the cave, yotzu da yotze, v'im de mechutz, the ones who are standing outside. Now the halacha is as follows: the ones in the pit, the yotze, the ones outside. The halacha is as follows: im kol shofar shomu, if they heard the sound of the shofar, yotzu da yotze. V'im kol havor yotzu, if they sound the kol havor, which we're going to translate loosely but not correctly, we're going to translate as the sound of the echo. So shomu, if that's what they heard, lo yotzu, they're not yotze. So the ones outside, they are, it depends what exactly they heard. Somebody who blew into a large barrel. Similar to that, im kol shofar shama, if they heard the sound of the shofar, yotze is yotze. Im kol avor yotze, but if they sound the echo, the amplified version of what you blew into the barrel, lo yotze, you're not yotze. Very interesting. So the Shulchan Aruch says of in Sifkot, the Mishnah Berurah says in Sifkot, Aleph. B'soy chaboyer. In the Mishnah, this comes from a Mishnah. Because we are Rishonim, the Rishonim learn. The Mishnah Zul Tzorich Nishna B'Shas Akzer. There's an historical aspect to this Mishnah. This was actually during a decree. Shegozwa Umois, because the nations decreed Shelo Yikaimu Yisrael as a mitzvah, the Yidden shouldn't fulfill the mitzvahs. V'Nischabu B'Boyrois, in the hid in caves and pits, Lekaim to fulfill the mitzvahs. So there's an historical aspect to this halacha. The Mishnah obviously comes to explain why on earth would somebody blow a shofar into a pit? Why would he blow a shofar into a barrel or into a cave? So the reason for that is an historical reason. It was a decree against Eden in that period of time. So if cotton base, similar cell as well, a basement. Are you fulfilling the mitzvah in a basement? I remember there was in Eretz Yisrael, there was the miklat, you know, the basements that are common and at times that you won't blow the shofar there because in one particular place I'm thinking of is actually used as a shul regularly. So this miklat is like a basement. Are you fulfilling the mitzvah by blowing the shofar in such a place? What's the halacha there? So the Shulchan Aruch says, that's all considered as if you're outside. It's not the cave or the pit. It's the place outside. In other words, and to clarify this, the Mishneh Berurah explains that there is two areas. There is the area that you're blowing the shofar into. So that's the barrel, that's the cave, that's the pit. There, you're yotze, because you're hearing the sound of the shofar, and that's what you're meant to do, and you're yotze the mitzvah. There is the area outside, which you hear not only the actual sound of the shofar, but it's an echo sound merging. It's amplified. There's a sound which joins the actual pure sound of the shofar. There's an echo which comes with it. That is called taroivus. That's a joint combination of two sounds. That is possible. So the people are standing outside of the cave, people standing outside of the pit, people who are standing around the barrel, they are hearing two different sounds. That is possible. So therefore, the people in the miklat or in the matev, so that, since they're not hearing purely the sound of the shofar, they're hearing the echo sound with it, they're not yotze the mitzvah. It's called taroivus, a joint of two sounds. Shabu's words is, shekoil hatkia mis'arev, the sound of the tkia merges, joins im with koil avora, with the echo loim de mechutz. And that's why it's possible. Now the Mishnah of Kotten Vav ask what happens if there is a second sound coming a little bit later, which we would normally, I suppose, call an echo. What if there is a coil, a sound coming later? Im koil avor shomu, perish im koil ashoif shomu levasoif, koil, another sound comes later. That is not a problem. So it would sound ironic, but it makes a lot of sense that if there is a koil shofar, pure koil shofar, and when that's finished, there's another sound joining, another sound coming. If it's later, after the pure sound of the shofar, and it's only heard at the later stage, that will not invalidate the former sound of the shofar. Very, very importantly, and very relevant indeed, is what the Mishnah Berurah brings in Bi'aloch in the name of the Taz. He has a completely different understanding of what we've been translating the whole time of a koil avora. We said the koil avora, that's the sound of the tkiya that goes into the cave, into the pit, into the barrel. And we said that if it's a straight sound and a pure sound, it's fine. If it's an addition, if it's mu'uruv, if it sounds enough, something else is joining it, that's absurd. The bi'alochic quotes the Taz with a completely different understanding. And I'm reading the words of here about eight lines from the bottom. V'nir me'al Taz, to mefarsh kol avor, kol cholush. It's a weak sound. Kol avor, which is possible, is kol, a sound cholush, weak sound. For kol anishma b'chutz le'vinyin merochik, eino kol kach chozok, a sound which is a bit further away from the cave, pit, barrel, it sounds weaker. So there is a Taz that says that if the koil avor is possible, that's nothing to do with the combination of two sounds, but it's just simply because acoustically it's weaker. The sound is weakened by the distance. That is considered a psul in its own right. So according to the Taz, any sound which is weak, which is not so solid, which is a bit broken down in terms of the strength of it, it's not a powerful sound, it's possible in its own right, that's considered a koil avora, and nothing to do, according to the formal understanding, that it's two sounds joined together. So according to the Taz, anything which comes from a distance, a weak sound of shofar, you heard it from distance, is a psul in its own. To summarize today's shiur, so we learned that a goy who brings a shofar from outside the chum, that's okay to use that shofar. If a goy makes a shofar, that's also fine. If he makes a shofar on Hashanah, that is, you can use it. We also learned that you're allowed to clean and wash and smoothen the shofar with water and wine. Meriglaim is also. It's not because of COVID. Then we started learning Simon Tovkuf Pezayin, teaching us that somebody blows a shofar into the pit, into a cave. So the ones in the cave, they are Yoetz Lemitzvah, because they're hearing a pure, undiluted sound of the shofar. The ones who are standing outside, they're hearing something else. They're hearing an amplified sound of the shofar together with the echo, and that it's two sounds together. That's possible. The Mishnah Berurah brings a Taz that it's not with a different understanding that the people outside on the Yoetz, because it's a weaker sound. Okay.